Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
joke lap or every morning deja. I miss kiss, touch, breakups and makeups, miss all that. Every time I wake up, joke lap or every morning deja.
Baby, I ain't worried about about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that cash. I said some things I ain't mean to say, only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like AT's. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye's. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
WHAC, TM Holland Radio Live, main scrap inside Hump Day, Wednesday, August 17th. Welcome to the show, 917-889-3926, all the way live from Chesapeake. I want to say Charlotte, but it's Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Dope Mayor. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. It's not even Chesapeake today, baby. I'm all over the map. Where in the world is Dee Dee, Boney Nacho's world?
What's cracking? Boney Nacho's day day. Hey, what's cracking? Where in the world is Domare?
I'm currently off of Route 1 heading through Delaware. This is just a pit stop. We were on the Eastern Shore, then we made it to Delaware, and our final destination is Pennsylvania.
Okay, good deal. Good deal.
We're taking vacation time, baby. Vacation.
Road trip. Road trip. Well, I think that's quite a
vacation.
You are taking.
Bless her heart. She wants to be a host. Do you have any openings?
Tell her that we're going to do a kids show, and she can come on and be a host on the kids show.
Oh, I think she will love that greatly.
Absolutely. I think that's appropriate, though, because tonight's topic is help youth to say yes to their future. And I know you are very active. By the way, Toya and CeeLo will be joining the show shortly. I know you're very active in your daughter's life, and her future is absolutely important to you. Vacations. Is that something that you do frequently, and if so, why?
Frequent, to say at least once a year, yes, but frequently, once a year, because that's what I mean, frequent, not frequent like every month or anything. I think just like adults deserve time off, kids deserve time off. Kids deserve time away from books, from studying. I guess if that's what they're doing during the summer. I know me personally, I have Deja in so many activities, school, reading, math programs, karate. I mean, it's ongoing. So I feel as though she's worthy of a break, of something fun where her and her god sister can get together, just them, and have time together. So, and also just to give them culture, to expose them to new things. Every year I take them somewhere different, to a different place and show them different things. I know growing up it wasn't something that my mother was able to do for my sister and myself, so I wanted to make sure, when I had the opportunity and could afford, so that I did that for my daughter so she could grow up with the experiences. So later in life, she has more information to make better informed decisions about whatever it is or direction she wants to go in life. Please forgive the loud bass music in the back. I don't really know what's going on. It's like I got a party behind me. It's just a car.
No, you're good. That's important. Did you experience vacations as a child?
Not at all. honestly. I think I took my first, I'm going to say this, I never experienced vacation, now unless you want to call going to the family reunion a vacation. The first time I was ever on the plane, I was forced. My sister was getting married in Arizona, and there was no way I could miss it. So I was forced to that. But after that, I, as an adult, I began to take myself on vacations. But as a child, no. I'm not sure if my mom, it was a thing as my mom couldn't afford it. All I know is from what I can draw back on or remember is that she was very busy. She took care of my granddad. She took care of kids. She had a lot going on. So I guess time didn't allow for her to take us on vacation, maybe.
Right. Tonight we're talking about helping youth to say yes to their future. It's important that we, identify positive role models for kids, but it's important that we are, in fact, a positive role model ourselves for our kids. Say yes to your future inside Hump Day Wednesday.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to win the flag. So now there's no more that can replace you. Cause I hope you brought it coming round. Cause I got the money now. But they will never replace you.
Trying to figure what went wrong. My head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercover, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. But now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. Now you tell me no. Damn shorty, yo, I'm still coping. Hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit the start. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. Whips ain't as hot. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now. Oh,
I need you.
Triple Beam, Trey Songz.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, Inside Hump Day Wednesday. Please join us and help to help youth to say yes to their future. Kids are important. They are absolutely the future. And it's our responsibility to teach them the way. Domare, what is the number one important thing that that's important to you for your child to know or to learn as a youngster that's going to help her in the future? What are you trying to help her to understand? What's the most important?
That it's not about her. That God didn't put her here for her. Her purpose is not her. Bless her heart. She just inherited being the center of attention. I don't know. Well, I'm going to say she inherited that from her dad. I'm not claiming that one. But needless to say, I think it's children. I guess it's just children, you know. They don't know any better because you haven't explained to them or taught them any different that, you know, that it's not about them, that their purpose here, even as a child, is to be a blessing to others, is to help other people. And during that time, they will be blessed as well. So I definitely, number one thing I try to impress upon Daisha all the time is that it's not about her. For instance, we just went, the church just had a back-to-school drive. You know, you donate school supplies, you donate book bags, things of that sort. So what I did was I had her, I found a sale where I could get these things for cheap, and I had her go with me, and we picked out book bags. Now, in her mind, she was saying, out loud, she was saying, Mommy, these, you want to get me one? I said, no, Daisha. I had to keep reiterating to her, these book bags are for kids whose parents can't afford book bags. These school supplies are for kids whose parents can't afford school supplies. So I let her go through the whole entire process with me from buying it, putting the stuff inside the book bags, and even taking it to church and putting it in the bin to give away so she understands that we are definitely blessed for everything that we have, but we are here. We have what we have to be a blessing to others who don't have. And that's the number one thing. I know that was long-winded, but I think all parents, in my mind, that's just my opinion, not the opinion of the TM Hyman Radio Live Show, but just my mind as a mom, as a parent, that, you know, we should, that's the number one thing, because if you learn that at an early age, you grow up, it's like you grow up with that discipline, you grow up with that principle, and it's easier for you to do. You know, you don't have that selfishness bug in you. It's easier for you to care for others, for you to help others, for you to do for others, and that in itself right there reaps so many blessings that, you know, as long as you live by that alone, you will be thoroughly blessed, I'm pretty sure of it. So.
I hope this is not a redundant question, but why is that important to you? Why is that important to you that your six-year-old daughter understand that?
To be a blessing. Why is it important to me? It's important to me because, one, I see the youth today. They disrespectful. They're rude. They have no home training. They don't want to help anybody. They think everything is flipped. It's about them. And if the youth is our future, it's my responsibility as a parent to impress upon the priorities. And my job is to make her a productive citizen. And one of the things I think that's going to help her be productive is for her to be a blessing, learn how to be a blessing, even at six. That's why it's important. Number two, why it's important? Because I don't want her to have to wait to learn that principle at late in life. If she gets it now, it won't be hard. I see a lot of people struggling in their own little world, don't want to be bothered with anybody, don't want to help anybody, want to play the victim. Why me? No, it's not about you. So, if I can get this in her head now, she'll understand. A lot of things will open up for her. She'll be more appreciative. She'll be more grateful. She will, she'll definitely be more of a blessing. It won't be a struggle to give. It won't be a struggle to do for others. you know, things of that sort. That's why it's just so important, because the youth is growing up really fast, and we have to jump hold of this thing real quick. Just like when we had our conversation not so long ago about sex and telling kids and things of that sort, you got to tell them a lot earlier now, because they're going to be telling you at 6 and 7. So the principles got to be instilled in these kids a lot sooner than, you know, we wait until they're in middle school or waiting for the church to do it. We got to get it in now.
Absolutely. No, you asked what do I think. I actually agree. And I wanted to make sure that for those who are listening, that they understood why it was important for you, important to you for your daughter to understand those principles and to apply those principles at such a young age. I believe that you should start to instill those type of principles young, so that your child can grow up with that throughout elementary school, throughout middle school, throughout high school, because it's true. If you teach a child the way that they should go, you know, they will not part from it. Not saying that they aren't going to get in trouble, they aren't going to stray away, but at the end of the day, the principles, the fundamentals are there, and I do think that that's important. We'll continue this conversation. We're trying to help youth to say yes to their future. Inside Hump Day, DM Hump already live.
Thank you.
TM Hammer Radio Live. Dawn Rashad, these tears here inside Hump Day Wednesday, 917-889-3926. It's Wednesday, August 17th. Tonight's topic, help youth to say yes to their future. And we're talking with Domair, who's on vacation right now with her daughter. And Domair is very active in her daughter's life and very serious about her daughter's future. Didi, what is the one thing that you are preparing for today that's going to help to benefit Deja tomorrow? And when I say tomorrow, not literally tomorrow, but years to come. Years to come. What's one thing that you're preparing for today for tomorrow?
Well, I'm kind of preparing all over the place, actually. See, for her personally, I'm preparing her by means of I have her in additional programs, math and reading programs, to help on top of what the school is already teaching her, to help her get prepared, to understand that knowledge is key, that one, to never stop reading so that you'd be prepared for forever, because I see too many grown people out here that don't know how to read. But that's how I'm preparing her personally, how she's, you know, doing her 50%, and my 50%, I, again, staying active, which is definitely key, taking apart, being active, and also by making sure that everything I do as far as my businesses are concerned, to make sure I set up to leave an inheritance or leave something for her in order to make sure everything is taken care of if there's an unfortunate situation and I'm not here when it's time for her to proceed on in life. So I'm just making sure that financially she's taken care of. I'm playing a part as far as all of her schoolwork is concerned, getting her in the right activities, exposing, trying my best to expose her to some of the right things to open her mind so that she can definitely, play a vital part in this society and be a productive citizen, contribute, give back, and definitely be a blessing to the world, hopefully make a difference. So I think that's what we all should do as a parent. Like we were saying before, you know, we definitely are, like you said, we are their kids' role model. They should look at home before they look anywhere else. So if I set the example, like the example was set for me by my mom as far as how active she was in my life and what she did for me to prepare me for tomorrow. So, and it just follows suit. Those are those good things, those cycles that you don't want to break. You just want to improve upon, you know. So I learned that from my mom. So I just keep it moving, keep it praying it forward on Deja and instill that in her so that she can instill that in her own, you know, if that day ever comes. But that's how we planning for her tomorrow, definitely.
Absolutely. When you think of the campaign slogan, say yes to your future, what comes to mind? You.
Whew. If I were to take that statement, who that campaign slogan, say yes to your future, and apply that to children, what does that mean? What comes to my mind? To be honest, it's grim when it comes to the kids. I got to be real. This is Real Talk Radio. I got to be real. I don't think a lot of kids out here see a future. They say yes, and I'm looking like they don't even know what to say yes to. They just going because the grown up said go. That's what comes to my mind. Like they really don't know what to say yes to. We want to say yes, but they don't know. We're not, honestly, I don't think the generation before them that has preceded them has done a good job of preparing and making a way for them. I hear so many kids tell they like Deja comes home from karate camp talking about one of her little friends, she thinks she's going through something. She's not going through anything. I'm going through. And I'm like, hold on, y'all 6, 7, 8 years old. What do you mean you're going through?
These are kids.
What do you mean you're going through? You don't have no bills. Somebody takes care of you, feed you, clothe you, take you when you need to go. What do you mean? So many kids are depressed and stressed. I don't remember that growing up. I can't say I ever worried, I was stressed, or as far as a child. And yes, I think every child wants to be a grown up because we look at grown ups and say they can do things that we can't do. But never did I look at the grown up and say I want to walk in their shoes because I want to experience their stress. These kids are experiencing things that I, in my mind, wouldn't even have fathomed to experience at their age growing up. And I mean, I'm only 34. So I'm just saying, yeah, they stress, worry. I'm just like, wow. So Future, say yes, say yes, say yes. Wow. I just don't think we did a good job at helping them say yes. That's
and,
what
and
comes to my mind.
Said, I think that's real. I think that is real. And I think the whole purpose of such a campaign is to do just that, is to help to reposition ourselves for our kids. To help them to stay, you know, to help them to, one, identify that they do have a future and to help
right.
them to identify, you know, what it is they'd like to do based on their gifts and their talents in their future and help them
absolutely.
To establish a path towards that. So I think you're absolutely on it when you talk about the reality that, you know, many kids don't even really see a future. And I
right.
think that's the purpose of such a campaign. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like TMZ, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, the brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Now the force that we can't block. Now think about the name of mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like. I'm your ride. I've been together 3 years. Can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming a sign us. You can be my ladder, baby. Damn me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road. They can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. You know. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin' rock. Cause our trust, no strap like Hulk to top. TMZ, yeah, we all we got. Yeah, I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you.
I'm Radio Live, coming to you live from Tampa tonight. Get your hip-hop informer, Domare, on the road, make it happen. We might as well flip into our our health and wellness.
health and wellness.
I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know where it's coming from either. We literally going through an impromptu health and wellness.
Hey, listen.
Health and wellness got a little sidetracked. It had some health and wellness had some issues today.
Hey, you know what? So you know what? In place of health and wellness, you just name it and we're gonna play it.
Well, no, I got health and wellness. I don't have an abundance of health and wellness tonight, but I did. I was talking to some of my colleagues.
You want to bring some health and wellness facts? This is Domain.
No,
on the road.
I don't want you.
Health and
I
wellness.
Want to do it informal. I want to do it. Okay. All right. Thank you for joining me for tonight's informal health and wellness segment. A little different than what we normally do, but it's still always brought to you by Massages for Life. But thank you for joining us this evening, world. I just wanted to, I don't have something long to tell you tonight. I just wanted to talk to the women specifically. I was speaking with my colleagues earlier this week, latter part of last week, and we were talking about, it's kind of funny, we were talking about exercises women can do to tighten up certain places on their body that you don't need to use any extra, extra help for, like, towels or chairs or dumbbells or, exercise equipment. Things such as Kegeling. Like, what in the blue blazes is Kegeling? Kegeling? Women know what Kegeling is. Exercising that girl muscle. It's the exercise you use in order to keep that girl muscle nice and tight. And in shape and in place.
I'll go into a little more.
You can Kegel for many reasons because it is a muscle and it's a muscle down there.
How do you
and,
Kegel?
I'm going to get to that. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me explain. Because it is a muscle, it is elastic, it can get stretched out of shape, but it can come back to shape by Kegeling. And how do you Kegel? There are many different ways to do that. First of all, let me backtrack. Why would you do it? Because women have babies. Because you want to keep that muscle tight. Because it's something. If you exercise every other muscle on your body, this is a muscle you should exercise. And also because women suffer from something called prolapse. And if you're not sure what that is, I want you all to Google what prolapse is. Something women suffer from when that muscle becomes weak. And so Kegeling is something we want to do to keep that muscle tight. How do you do it? You can do it many different ways. A very ineffective way is just standing still by just squeezing that muscle together. Just squeeze in and out, squeeze the muscle in and out, in and out, in and out. That's not in a very effective way. Two effective ways of what you can do. One, you can actually lay on the floor. If you lay on your back, pull your feet as close to your butt as possible, the heels of your feet. So you're pulling your knees up and all the way back as close as you possibly can. Get your heels to your butt. And then you want to begin to tighten that muscle, squeeze in, squeeze out, squeeze in, squeeze out. That's a very effective way. Or ladies, or say you have a stand-up job, what you want to do is stand up, take your legs and cross them, one in front of the other. You want to as tight as you possibly can. You're going to squeeze your butt muscles. And at the same time you're squeezing your butt muscles as tight as you can, you want to squeeze that girl muscle in and out, in and out, in and out. Those are two effective ways to help tighten that muscle. Something else that you can help do is put some white vinegar down there as well. That also helps too. That's why I know that's not men like ill, but that's for the women. Another exercise that women can do that we don't have to use extra additives for.
We appreciate if you put the vinegar down there. We appreciate that.
Okay, yeah. Because vinegar can do so many other different things than just to tighten that thing, girl. So another thing you can tighten on your body is your butt muscles, ladies. You can tighten them things without using any kind of equipment. All you do, how many of us like to listen to videos? How many of us like to listen to music? How many of us stand in our room in the morning time with 2 minutes? We are in the mirror doing something for 2 minutes. For those 2 minutes, all you have to do is take those butt muscles, squeeze them in and out, up and down, and just exercise those butt muscles. You wonder why it's sitting on your thighs? Because you're not exercising it, sister. So these are exercises that you can do, cost you nothing, takes no time, but it's going to help you in the long run. That's my mini health and wellness. Those are two, you know, a couple of things me and my colleagues are talking about. We're talking about some other things, but it gets a little far off topic. But and thank you for letting me bring you our mini health and wellness segment tonight. I appreciate it.
Domare, all the way live from somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Boston, I'm a virgin. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I had to do something for the ladies, you know.
When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kicked her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping till the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina float that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than a mile, man. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga, Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text saying she feeding her rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding her, thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion.
That's Boston. I'm a virgin. Your hip-hop informer live out of Tampa tonight. Hanging out with Domare somewhere in the world, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about youth and the fact that many don't really see a future due to the lack of guidance, lack of role models in their lives, and we're just trying to help youth to say yes to their future. The TM Hyman Radio Live crew has partnered with the Urban Aid Development Project, and we're just trying to simply help to do our part in the community. Again, the Say Yes to Your Future campaign, we're just trying to bring some awareness with this campaign. We'll be talking about it over the next few weeks as we build up to a massive kickoff here in Tampa, Florida. 917-889-3926. Just a few minutes left of the show, folks. We're going to call it quits early tonight. It's 10:54, and we're going to go up until 11 o'clock. If you're just joining us, go back and check out the podcast. It's been a quiet show tonight. We just laid back. Nothing major this evening. Real quiet. So, again, we're going to call it quits early tonight. 917-889-3926. Again, about 6 minutes left in the program. Check out www.hacmediausa.com. Follow us, the projects that we have going on, and we will absolutely be glad to partner with you as we try to do our part in the community. Again, Domare, somewhere in the world, headed on vacation with her daughter tonight. Thanks for rocking with us, Domare. We're just going to call it quits. 5 minutes left in the show. Are you with me, Domare?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking on mute.
Woo! Fuck yeah. Chopping it up on mute. Chopping it up.
Yes! I was a blah, 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 blah. Woo! I had a CeeLo moment. Anyway, I think tonight's topic is great. We need to do more focusing on our youth because I've been hearing ever since I was a youth, the youth is our future, the youth is our tomorrow, the youth is our future, youth is our future, youth is our future.
But they cut the funding.
Okay, well, you know what?
They cut every program that deals with youth. They cut the money for it. That's why
they're
so important.
Yes, hello, come on. What do you mean the youth is our future? Are you serious? How could it be? And you cut everything for them. Not only
right.
do you cut that, look at what you're doing to the schools. Look how much more expensive you make it. I'm just like, really, people, come on. The youth is our future. Y'all people in there making these decisions, you can look how old y'all are, really. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that again anything against OP, but sometimes when you get set in your ways, you get set making certain decisions, it's a new generation. It's a new way to look at things. Just like, you know, not to get off the subject, but that was one of the things that impressed me about the church I belong to, because when I was going to church when I was young, it was like old. Everything was old, old way of things. But when I came from college and joined Calvary Revival Church, I was so impressed with how they took to their young people. It was like they were so driven by them. They were so motivated. They wanted, you know, they just made the atmosphere marvelous for young people because they, like, we understand change. We understand the world is going to change, and we want to keep up with you. So if we have to wear our jeans, if we have to have dress down Sundays, that's what we have to do. But you know what I'm saying? I just think that we need to incorporate the youth more. I mean, because they are important. Of course they want to be respected. We have to show them respect. We just can't say because we parents, because we just got to do what we do, we don't got to respect you because you're kids. Hello? You got to respect on both sides, kids, adults, whatever the case may be. They just want to be heard. They want to be a part. They want you to want to feel like they belong, like they have a part, a say in what's going on. And we need to incorporate that into everything because the youth is our future. Hello? But the youth isn't
Hello?
Helping make any of the decisions.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know? But other than that, I know we're about to wrap up the show, and it was a good, very good show. I just continue to be a blessing. I heard a segment of the day on the Today Show. Some 9-year-old kids were raising money to send to Somalia. They, you know, you hear about these stories all the time about kids just being touched, you know, and driven to do something good-hearted and kind and be a blessing to others. And we just need more. We just need more of these kids. We need more parents who are just as driven. We need more Girl Scouts. We need more, what is it, the Boy Scouts too. We need more parents who want their kids to be involved with positive things, to give back to the community, to contribute to being a productive citizen in this world. Because that's the only way it's going to be better. We all got to get involved. We all got to play our part. Even parents, kids, everybody.
True. Well, thank you for your feedback, your comments tonight. Domare live on the road, headed to vacation with her daughter. I respect you a lot and how you're wearing yours. Appreciate you. Take us home.
I just want to say, for all those that are not here, do what you do and do it well. Be blessed and be a blessing.
Good night. Be safe, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your life was fine. What if I treated you right? I should have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Talk radio show. CM, CM, Hyman live. CM, CM, Hyman live. CM, CM, Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM, CM, Hyman live. CM, CM, Hyman live. CM, CM, Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM, CM, Hyman live. 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 CM, CM, Hy